The Holy Gospel for this Monday, Thursday, is taken from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And you may go ahead and be seated. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that the hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and had put on his robe and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So if you knew that you had one more day to live, what would you do? Before you take your final breath of life, what is it that you want to share with those you love? And we hear tonight how Jesus spends his final evening with his friends, with his disciples. Friends who sometimes bickered, who didn't always understand him. Friends who complained, sometimes a lot. Friends who argued over who among them was the most important. Friends who were actually in the midst of betraying him as they met and ate. Friends who would publicly deny knowing him. Friends who would desert him. Friends who, when he was gone, would become so full of fear that they locked themselves in a room for days. Perhaps even the same room that they were meeting the very last evening of Jesus' life. Jesus spent his final hours with these friends, reminding them of who they are, praying that they would love one another in spite of their own differences and disagreements, showing them how much he really loved them. Because he knew they were going to need to remember that. And teaching them how to love one another. And he did so by bending down and washing their dry, dirty, smelly feet. Now, of course, they protested. But not because, like us, they're uncomfortable having someone else touch their feet. Because actually, foot washing was very common in their day. It was a very common form of welcome and hospitality. You knew you were welcome in someone's home if they even just simply had a bowl out so that you could wash your feet before you entered their home. It was something within the realm of ordinary for them, maybe even expected. No, they protested this act because the role of a foot washer was not what was a role for a servant or a slave. It was not the role for a teacher among students. It was the role of someone who was less than. They protested because Jesus should not be doing this. Someone less than Jesus should be. But Jesus reminds them, this isn't the way it is with me. This is not the way I want it to be for you among yourselves or with anyone else. Because in the eyes of God, no one is ever less than. All God's children are worthy of welcome, worthy of hospitality, worthy of love, worthy of friendship. So Jesus reminded his disciples. He told them, love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. Because by this love that you will give, everyone's going to know that you are my disciple. Because that's what Jesus always did. I mean, if you think about his life, he always showed the disciples how to love. And all the days and weeks and months and years prior to that, he showed them how to love by reaching out and taking care of the ones who were more vulnerable, the sick, those who had lost loved ones, those who society had defined as less than. He was always reaching out and taking care of the vulnerable. He was reaching out to them in love and lifting them to where they belong among the beloved children of God. Because love, especially love for the most vulnerable, is central to who Jesus is. It's central to what he was about, and it's central to what he calls us to be about as his followers today. You know, and there's no question, because we know how this story goes. We know that what tomorrow is, right? We know that this love is risky business. Because loving like Jesus did cost him his very life. Yet this loving the way Jesus did, loving the way Jesus does, in turn gave life to so many. This love gives life to us. So he begs his followers, of every time and every place, to love one another. Author Erica Jong writes, "Do you want me to tell you something really subversive? Love is everything it is cracked up to be. That's why people are so cynical about it. It really is worth fighting for, being brave for, risking everything for. And the trouble is, if you don't risk anything, you risk even more." Tonight is a night of love. It's a night for us to remember who we are as followers of Christ, that we are beloved children of God. There's so much in life that makes us want to forget that. And it doesn't matter what you have done or what you have not done. It doesn't even matter what you are going to do or what you are not going to do. Christ reaches out to us where we are and lifts us to where we belong. We have a place at the table among the beloved children of God. This love makes a difference. Just as it did for the disciples of Christ, it makes a difference for how we live our lives. For how we live our lives right now. And in the hours and in the days and in the weeks and the months and the years to come. Steve Garness Holmes captures this beautifully in a poem that he has entitled, "Once You Have Come Back." How deeply you believe in me. How graciously you offer this kindness in my weakness. How you see me not as my brokenness, but as the one I am becoming. You are with me, already on the far side of my faults. You are already resurrected without my failings, and draw me up with you. I soak in your deep love. I let your hope become me. I die and rise in you. Amen.